Monday, February the 24th, was an unremarkable desk day and domestic day. This morning I worked with Bess and Ashton and Liz, and then had lunch in my room with Linda, and then worked on the details of finishing Linda's and Lucy's room. Lucy's is blue and white Fortuny, and Linda's is yellow chintz with a splash of coral and green in it. Most of the things have been selected, but there's always the prodding and the keeping after and seeing if it's being carried through and finished. And then at 6 o'clock, I had a long session with Lillian Levy and Liz about a proposed space visit, which would carry me on a tour of NASA installations on what is called the Gulf Space Crescent, beginning at Huntsville, Alabama, continuing on the Michoud operations out of New Orleans, and then to Slidell, Louisiana, and then to the Mississippi test operations close to Picayune, and from there, finally, to Cape Kennedy. It would follow the path of the Saturn from its birthplace in Huntsville to its launch pad at Cape Kennedy. For me, the purpose is to find a device to get into the Deep South, into Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and the advantages are that I would be on federal property the whole time, and therefore it would be controllable. We could avoid segregationist demonstrations, and we could bring community leaders in for a coffee or a tea, or in some fashion, to meet us. And also it would be dealing with something that ties the South to the future, not to the past. Then it would be implementing Lyndon's major role in space, because ever since the Space Act of 1950, of which he was, well, I don't know whether author or chief motivator is the best description, space has been his great enthusiasm. And then it would be a way of showing women's stake in space and its peaceful byproducts. On reading about it, I discover that 14% of the payroll are women. In another place, 20% of the payroll are women. And at Cape Kennedy, close to 33% are women. But the most important thing, finally, is to bring groups of women community leaders in to meet me at a controlled place. Alas, the disadvantages are that anything about space looks just like war. It looks like cold hardware. It's hard to make it a matter of female interest and something that comes natural to me. And then there is the not-to-be-ignored fact that the civil rights fight is going to be getting underway any day now. It was a long and interesting meeting, and I'm very much aware of the great deal of work that Lillian Levy and a good many folks have put into it. Lyndon went to the pool. We had a fairly early dinner and a reasonably early bedtime. The silliest talk of the day is the spelling of Lucy's name, L-U-C-I. It appeared spelled that way in the newspaper report that she was going to be the honorary student chairman of the National Symphony's Music for Young America, an annual series of free concerts for high school students visiting Washington each spring. These concerts are a gift of Mrs. Herbert May. I can't imagine anything less important, and I wish it wouldn't bother Lucy R. Lyndon any more than it does me.